It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lame duck president Joe Biden is not seeking a second term, thank goodness. Many believe the reason has to do with significant cognitive decline, but that doesn't mean he's not calling for drastic change. His proposals for the Supreme Court include term limits for justices, an enforceable code of ethics, and a constitutional amendment to limit presidential immunity. Underscore a critical moment in American politics. With us now to discuss Biden's Supreme Court reforms is Kenan Spivak. He's an author and lawyer who's tried cases in federal and state courts. He's also a writer for the American Mind magazine. His experience in courtroom and political world make him an ideal guest for this particular discussion. Kenan, thank you for joining us this evening. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
Thanks very much for inviting me.
So, I guess my first question is, should an outgoing president with obvious cognitive decline even be making such demands at this point? I mean, clearly he's pandering to that portion of his base that wanted this, but why doesn't he just shut up and go away? I don't even think it's appropriate for him to be making these, and it's not going anywhere because these kinds of changes all require constitutional amendments, correct?
Two of the three do.
So, I mean, is it even appropriate then for him to make such extreme demands?
Well, my answer is going to be maybe a little different than you'd think. I don't think he's making these demands. I don't think he's been deciding very much of anything in his administration for years.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And it's no more or less appropriate to do others' bidding now than it's been for the last two or three years. These particular proposals are ill-advised. Two of the three are terribly ill-advised. One of the three less so. Two of the three have no chance of ever becoming law in our lifetime. The third is totally unnecessary. So if you want, I'll unpack that. But
I'm sure the one that you think is reasonable is ethics reform. And I think we all would support that. I do find it ironic that members of Congress are calling for ethics reform at the Supreme Court while they're still allowed to trade stock. I mean, you know, it's talk about, you know, people in glass houses shouldn't be throwing stones.
Right. Well, you're 100% right on the one that at least superficially is reasonable, which is ethics reform. Here's the why it's only superficially reasonable. The Supreme Court last year adopted an ethics code of ethics, a code of conduct that 95% is the same as what Biden talks about. The 5% difference is it's still left up to the justices the right to decide whether they would recuse themselves. And I must say that I don't think Congress would have the right to adopt a code of conduct that allowed anyone else to make that determination. So while I do think Congress doesn't require a constitutional amendment for a limited code of conduct, first, I think it's unseemly for one branch of government to be telling another what to do. But second, I think a code of conduct would have to be limited to the offenses that could underlie an impeachment vote.
Right.
I think the only enforcement mechanism could be an impeachment vote.
Well, and the issue that is, you know, prompting all this is some on the left are mad at a couple of the conservative jurists for some of the, you know, flags that have been flown and because some of their wives have gone out on trips and things like that. But like when it comes to recusal, there's only been one justice who's even had a case that even came close to that. And that was Justice Sotomayor, whose publisher came before the court, and she chose not to recuse herself. So that's the only one that even had a recusal case that's come up, and nobody's talking about that matter. No one's brought Sotomayor up for any kind of discipline.
Well, you know, interestingly enough, the progressives have asked Sotomayor to step down, not because of the situation
right.
you're talking about.
Right.
They're just afraid that Trump will win, that Sotomayor, who's only 69, that Sotomayor might get ill, might have to leave, something might happen to her, and Trump would get to replace her. Look, progressives, much more so than traditional liberals or conservatives or even far-right, crazy on the far-right, are all about power. And this is about getting control,
yep.
bringing down to its knee the Supreme Court. And it's not about anything other than that. Even this ethics code, which cosmetically is appealing, that's not the reason for it. The reason for it is to attack conservative justices for doing things no different than what the liberal justices have done for years.
We're talking with author and attorney Kenan Spivak. Kenan, let me ask you, one of the things that hasn't come up, and this is on their bucket list, and when I say there, I mean the left and the Democrats, has been the notion of packing the court. It's been something they've been wanting to do for years. I was actually surprised that Biden didn't include that in his little wish list of choices. Any idea why they didn't try and do that as well?
Not a clue. Since the two proposals that require a constitutional amendment are nothing more than performative virtue signaling, they're complete non-starters. I have no idea why he didn't include a third non-starter, which is just packing the court.
Right.
The only thing I can come up with is that Biden, throughout his entire 50 years in government, has opposed doing that. He referred to an earlier effort many years ago as a bonehead move. I guess he put his foot down and just said he wouldn't do it.
What do you think? And now that, I mean, he's done and they're, you know, they're trying to basically shove him out the back door while they coronate Kamala Harris. Where do you think she is on all this? I've got to assume that she's all in for this whole, you know, this whole change at the court. Again, it's got no shot at all of coming, of actually going into effect. But I got to think she's all in for this.
Oh, well, first, she's already announced that she's all in for this. Second, she previously said she was in favor of packing the court. She said she's in favor of eliminating the filibuster in the Senate to ensure that the Green Deal would pass and other Democrat legislation would pass. Kamala Harris has... Kamala Harris, my apologies.
You don't have to apologize to me. I call her Cacklin. So.
has two traits that to me are crystal clear. One, she's just not very good. She's not very effective. She's not very capable. But the second is a very strong authoritarian streak. I unfortunately live in California. I was here during her entire tenure as Attorney General of the state, and she is someone who does not like to be trifled with and who is more than willing to exceed the legal bounds, the state and federal constitutional bounds to achieve her goals.
Well, then you're familiar with some of her, you know, her greatest hits out in California, like the fact that she was behind that stupid rule that you guys passed, that stupid law that said you can steal something up to $950 and not get prosecuted. That's her deal.
But that's on her progressive side. When you turn to her progressive side, she's for defunding the police. She's against controlling immigration. She's for the $950. She's for all sorts of things. But on her authoritarian side, she was for arresting parents of truants. She overlooked massive misconduct in the San Francisco Attorney General's office and other misconduct at state level. She apparently kept prisoners in prison past their term so that they would give free labor to the state of California.
Wow.
So all of this authoritarian side is at tension with her progressive side, but it just shows consistently that much more so than Joe Biden. She is a person willing to do whatever she has to do to achieve whatever her goals are at the moment.
Wow. Scary. Kenan, appreciate you joining us this evening. If folks want to reach out to you, if they want to connect with you, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, they can take a look at my articles, which are at AmericanMind.org and also at Real Clear Politics, Summit National Review. Unfortunately, I don't have a Twitter account. So,
well, neither does my wife, and trust me, she thinks there's nothing unfortunate about that. So, Gannon, I appreciate you for joining us. Thank you again for joining us, my friend.
Thank you.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.